Welcome to Zichudasim. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Vav, the 10th parak, Arvei Psachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Ashi visited the city of Machozi. They said to him Shabbos morning, Likdish Lamar Kiddusha Rabbah. Let the master recite for us the great Kiddush. And they gave him a cup of wine. Now, he wasn't sure what they were referring to. On the one hand, he had learned from Rav Yehuda that the day Kiddush consists only of a Bari Pir Gafen. On the other hand, the great Kiddush suggested that there was the minhag to recite the full night Kiddush. So he figured that since one first recites a Bari Pir Gafen on the wine, it would be safe for him to start with the bracha va'agidbe, and he drew out the recitation to see if anyone would grow impatient and begin to drink. He saw a certain elderly man bending over to drink from the wine that was in front of him, which indicated that in Machozah as well, the minhag was only to recite the Bari Pir Gafen for the daytime Kiddush. Kayanavshi achacham ena barosha. Rav Ashi applied to himself the pasuk, the wise man has his eyes in his head, meaning he has foresight. The Rashbam explains they called it the Great Kiddush because it's the bracha which is recited whenever Kiddush is recited. Point number two, the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, Mishol hibdil b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil b'holach kol Shabbos kulo. One who didn't say Havdalah motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week. Rabbi Zera explained, ad revi b'Shabbos, until the fourth day, meaning up to and not including Tuesday night. This ruling is similar to a ruling with respect to a get, where the first three weekdays are called after Shabbos, and the last three weekdays are called before Shabbos. The Rashbam explains that this would be relevant to someone who gives a get and stipulates that he be given 200 zuz after or before Shabbos. If he said after Shabbos, the get would only be valid if she gives him the money prior to Tuesday night. And point number three, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, Tam ain't a Mekadosh. After one tasted food, he may not say Kiddush. The Rashbam explains that he should not say Kiddush on Friday night, but he should say the next day before the meal. Now, this would seem to be a penalty imposed by the Rabban for eating prior to Kiddush. Regarding saying Havdalah after tasting food, Rav Huna told Rav Chana bar Chinana, Ani omer tam mavdil, Rav Asi omer tam ino mavdil. I say after one tasted food, he says Havdalah. Rav Asi says after one tasted food, he doesn't say Havdalah. The Rashbam explained that Rav Huna felt that one need not act so stringently with respect to Havdalah. Rav Yosef in the name of Shmuel says, Tam ino mekadosh, tam ino mavdil. And Rabba says in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, Tam mekadosh, v'tam mavdil. At the beginning of the next daf, Rava states the halacha follows the final view, that if you do taste, you do say Kiddush. If you do taste, you do say Havdalah. So once again, the three topics are number one. Rav Ashi visited the city of Machozah. They said to him Shabbos morning, Likdish Lamar Kiddusha Rabbah. Let the master recite for us the great Kiddush. And they gave him a cup of wine. He wasn't sure what they were referring to. So on the one hand, he learned from Rabbi Yehuda that the day Kiddush consists only of a Bari Pir Gafen. But on the other hand, the great Kiddush suggested it was their minhag to recite the full night Kiddush. So he figured that since one first recites the Bari Pir Gafen on the wine, it would be safe for him to start with the bracha va'agidbe. And he drew out the recitation to see if anyone would grow impatient and begin to drink. He saw a certainly elderly man bending over to drink from the wine that was in front of him, which indicated that in Machozah as well, the minhag was only to recite the Bari Pir Gafen for the daytime Kiddush. Kayanavshi hachacham eina barosho. Rav Ashi applied to himself the pasuk, the wise man has his eyes in his head, meaning he has foresight. The Rashbam explains that he called it the great Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah, because it's the bracha which is recited whenever Kiddush is recited. Point number two, the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, Mishol hibdil b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil b'holach kol Shabbos kulo. One who didn't say Havdalah motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week. Rabbi Zera explained, ad revi b'Shabbos, until the fourth day, meaning up to and not including Tuesday night. This ruling is similar to a ruling with respect to a get, where the first three weekdays are called after Shabbos, and the last three weekdays are called before Shabbos. The Rashbam explains that this would be relevant to someone who gives a get and stipulates that he be given 200 zuz after or before Shabbos. If he said after Shabbos, the get would only be valid if she gives him the money prior to Tuesday night. And point number three, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, Tam ino mekadosh. After one tasted food, he may not say Kiddush. The Rashbam explains he should not say Kiddush on Friday night, but he should say the next day before the meal. This would seem to be a penalty imposed by the Rabban for eating prior to Kiddush. Regarding saying Havdalah after tasting food, Rav Huna told Rav Chana bar Chinana, Ani omer tam mavdil, Rav Asi omer tam eno mavdil. I say after one tasted food, he says Havdalah. Rav Asi says after one tasted food, he doesn't say Havdalah. The Rashbam explained that Rav Huna felt that one need not act so stringently with respect to Havdalah. Rav Yosef says in the name of Shmuel, Tam eno mekadosh, tam eno mavdil. And Rabba says in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, Tam mekadosh, tam mavdil. At the beginning of the next stop, Rava states that the halacha follows Rava's view that, again, one who tastes does say Kiddush, and the one who does taste does say Havdalah. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Daf Kufav, and this simon was suggested to us by Rabbi Sam Fromson from London and from Jason Selesny from Herzliya, who both suggest that Kufvav is a tightrope walker walking a fine line. Tightrope walker, so here we go. The tightrope walker whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. Once again in slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must be on Duff, Kufvav, Kuv, line. The tightrope walker whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire, which reminds us of the story of Rav Ashi visiting Machoz and trying to figure out what to do when they told him Shabbos day to make Kiddush Rabbah. He ended up dragging out the Bori Pir Gafen to see if anybody would be impatient and drink, and indeed, an elderly man started. Rav Ashi applied to himself the pasuk, a chacham eina barosho, the wise man has his eyes in his head, meaning he has foresight. The Rashbam explains that they called it the great Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah, because it's the bracha which is recited whenever Kiddush is recited. So the tightrope walker whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, which reminds the sons of Rabbi Chiya say, Mishu ohiv de la motzi Shabbos mavdi b'holach kol Shabbos kulo. One who did not say Havdalah motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week. Rabbi Zera explained, ad revi b'Shabbos, until the fourth day, meaning up to and not including Tuesday night. So this ruling is similar to a ruling with respect to a get. The first three weekdays are called after Shabbos, and the last three weekdays are called before Shabbos. Rashbam explains that this would be relevant for someone who gives a get and stipulates that he's given 200 zuz after or before Shabbos. If he said after Shabbos, the get would only be valid if she gives him the money prior to Tuesday night. So the tightrope walker whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. Which reminds the Malchokas of one taste of food before making Kiddush or Havdalah. Rav Huna says, in the name of Rav, Tam Einu Makadosh. After one tasted food, he may not say Kiddush. The Rashbam explains that he should not say Kiddush on Friday night, but he should say it the next day before the meal. This would seem to be a penalty imposed by the Rabbanim for eating prior to Kiddush. Rav says the final halacha is that one does say Kiddush and Havdalah. So once again, the tightrope walker whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. All right, now it's time to go to our four blot back Chazara. Dav Kuf Beis. So the Simmer Dav Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The Chaverim in the cave. Cave, that must be one Dav Kuf Beis. The Chaverim in the cave who remained at the table while their friends went to Davin, which reminds us that there's a Malchus being the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda if members of a group that were eating together left the table, well, they have to make a bracha chrona when they leave and a bracha rishona when they return. The Tanakhama says they do not. Rabbi Yehuda says they do not only if they had left some members of the table. So the Chaverim in the cave who remained at the table while their friends went to Davin unbundled two cups, one for Birchas Hamazon and the other for Kiddush. Which reminds us that we had learned before that according to Rabbi Yossi, someone who was eating a meal when it became Shabbos may continue to eat without interrupting for Kiddush. The Gemara cites a brisa that teaches that according to Rabbi Yossi, when the person eventually finishes his meal, he should say Birchas Hamazon over one cup of wine and then Kiddush over another. The Gemara asks why Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush cannot both be said over the same cup. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak explains, L'fishein osi mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because we do not do mitzvahs in bundles. The Rashbam explains that someone who does this indicates that mitzvahs are burdensome for him. So the Chaverim in the cave who remained at the table while their friends went to Davin unbundled two cups, one for Birchas Hamazon and the other for Kiddush, leaving a third cup for Yantav Motzi Shabbos to be used for Havdalah and Kiddush. Which reminds the Gemara challenged the rule of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, noting that when Yantav falls on Motzi Shabbos, Kiddush and Havdalah are said over the same cup of wine, even on the first night of Yantav when one certainly has more than one cup of wine. The Gemara answers, Havdalah v'Kiddush chadam milsihi. Havdalah and Kiddush are one thing, so there is therefore nothing wrong with saying both of these over a single cup of wine. The Rashbam explains that both Havdalah and Kiddush are based on the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim, and the holiness of the incoming Yantav is even mentioned in the wording of Havdalah. Daf Kuf Gimel, so the symbol Kuf Gimel is Yerushalmi Kugel. So here goes. The award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, Yerushalmi Kugel, that must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, which reminds us that Rav says the order of the barachas when Motzi Shabbos is a Yantav, when Noshe Chiyanu is said, is Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. The Rashbam explains that Rav holds Kedushas Hayom Adifa Mahavdalah, that being Mekadosh a new holy day is inherently more significant than escorting a departing one with Abdallah. Alternatively, the one who first recites Abdallah makes it appear as if he's in a rush to rid himself of Shabbos. Shmuel says, Yain ner Abdallah Kiddush. The Rashbam explains that Shmuel holds that Abdallah should precede Kiddush. He mentions the mashal the Gemara brings later on of Lamelk Shiyotze Vafarkavas Nichnas to a departing king and arriving duke. First one escorts the king, which in our case is Shabbos, through Abdallah, and then greets the duke, which is Yantiv, through Kiddush. The Gemara cites several more opinions about the order in which these brachas should be said. Abai and Rava, as explained by the Rashbam, agree with Rav's opinion, but disagree where to insert Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu, when it also is to be said. Abai says, Yain Kiddush ner Zman Havdalah, and Rava says, Yaknahaz, Yain Kiddush ner Havdalah and Zman. So the award-winning Yak Nahaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, who made a bracha every time he drank a cup of wine, which reminds us, Amemar Marzut and Rabashi were once eating a meal together. Amemar said the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen each time he drank another cup of wine. Marzutra said the bracha once over the first cup he drank, and a second time over the cup he said Birchas HaMazon over, and Ravashi only said the bracha over the first cup he drank. Amemar explained that each time he drank a cup, he decided it would be his last, but then changed his mind. Marzutra explained that he held like the Talmidim of Rav, who maintained that merely declaring one's intention to say Birchas HaMazon makes it forbidden to drink before saying a new bracha Rishona. Ravashi explained that he disagreed with the Talmidim of Rav. So the award-winning Yak Nahaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, who made a bracha every time he drank a cup of wine, had seven distinctions in its shape and flavor. Which reminds us, when Rava began reciting Havdal, he said, HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lecho ben Oro Choshech ben Yisrael La'amim ben Yom Hashvi L'Shezimei HaMasa. When Rabbi Yaakov Bar Adav heard him, he asked him why he said all of them, when Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Rav, that Rabbi Yudah Hanasi would only say, HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lecho. Rav explained that he holds Eik Rabbi Gazer in the name of Rav Hoshea, who said that the lowest number of separations that one may mention of Abdallah is 3, and the highest number is 7. When Rav Yaakov Bar Abba counted that Rav said neither 3 or 7, Rav answered that the fourth separation of Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shezi Me'im Masa does not count towards his total because it's Me'ein HaChasima. It's similar to the Bracha's conclusion.
Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Dalet is code. Code. So here goes.
The Kohen who discovered the secret code. Code. That must be more on Daf. Kuf Dalet. The Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Avdallah before the bracha, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, HaMavdil Tzar Shiyomer Me'in Chasima, Sama Chasima. So one who recites Avdallah must recite in the body of the bracha near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's conclusion. But the people of Pumandisa say, Me'in Pesicha San, Sama Chasima San. He must recite near its conclusion a clause similar to the bracha's opening words. The Gemara asks what the nafkamina is between the two, and answers it's the case of Yantav that falls after Shabbos, where the Chasima, the bracha is, Be'in Kodesh LeKodesh. According to the one who holds Me'ein Pesicha San, nothing particular needs to be added. Whereas according to the one who holds Me'ein Chasima San, one is required to say the additional words of Ben Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yantiv Hivdalta. Between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yantiv, you have separated. So the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the Bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that one who recites Havdalah must state separations that are similar to the separations mentioned in the Torah itself. But the Gemara challenges this based on a price that teaches that with Havdalah, one says, HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol ben Orlo Choshech ben Yisrael Amim ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Yimei HaMasa ben Tami L'Tahar ben Yom HaChol Rabba between the sea and the land ben Maim Elyonim L'Maim HaTachtonim ben Kohanim Levim L'Yisraelim. Now, if Havdalah can only include separations that were mentioned in the Torah, we don't find Havdalah mentioned in reference to the between the sea and the land. So the Gemara answers that that clause was an error, and in order to have the requisite seven separations, the clause of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim is a combination of two things. It refers to a separation between Levim and Yisraelim, as it's written, Be'isahi hivdo Hashem es Shevet HaLevi. At that time, Hashem separated Shevet HaLevi, and it also refers to a further separation between Kohanim and Levim, as it's written, B'nei Amram Aron Moshe Yibado Aron L'Kedisho Kodesh Kadashim. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moshe, and Aaron were separated to sanctify him as a Holy of Holies, he and his children. So the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the Bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi and to only say Brachas that day where the word Baruch is not recited both at the beginning and at the end. Which reminds us, a Brisa teaches that a Bracha must generally contain the word Baruch once at the beginning and again at the end. Exceptions to this rule are Birchas of Mitzvahs, Birchas of Peros,
a bracha smucho chaverta, a bracha that immediately follows another one which does not begin with baruch. The Rashbam gives the brachas of Shmona Esrei as an example and indicates that such groups of brachas are considered like one bracha. And the bracha chron should be kriyishma, and the bracha that follows kriyishma, which does not begin with baruch. Rashbam explains that this bracha is considered to immediately follow the bracha that preceded kriyishma, because one may not interrupt between kriyishma and the bracha that follows it.
Daf Kuf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a Russian hacker. So here goes.
The Russian hacker, that must be more in Daf Kuf Hei. The Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night, which reminds of Rav Hananya Bar Shalemya and the Talmidim of Rav, were eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and Rav Hamnuna was serving them. They asked him to check if Shabbos had begun because if it had, they would remove the table and return it specifically for Shabbos to distinguish the Shabbos meal from the weekday one. He told them, based on a statement of Rav, there's no need to do that because Shabbat HaKava Navsha. Shabbos establishes itself. The Rashbam explains that the remainder of the meal would be distinct from its beginning even if the table was left in place, because one interrupts his meal to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos begins due to the prohibition against eating before Kiddush. Rav Amram adds in the name of Rav, Kiddush Kovas, V'lo L'Havdal Kovas. The advent of Shabbos establishes itself with respect to Kiddush, but the departure of Shabbos does not establish itself for Havdalah, meaning one must interrupt the meal to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, but one need not interrupt to say Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, even though it may not begin eating before Havdalah. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time came for Kiddush Friday night, and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night, which reminds us, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak told Ravina that the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, one who did not say Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah through the following week. And we may infer from this that, similarly, someone who did not say Kiddush on Friday night may say Kiddush throughout the following day. Ravina challenged this based on a brisa that says, Shabbos v'yontav ein behem kedusha al kos, v'yesh behem haskara b'virchas amazon. Shabbos and yontav days, in contrast to Shabbos and yontav nights, do not feature kiddush on a cup, but do feature mention the specialness of the day in birchas amazon. The Rashbam explains that the kiddush mentioned here refers to the bracha that proclaims the kedusha of the day. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak answered, as explained by the Rashbam, that the brisa is not discussing someone who failed to say kiddush at night, as the Chachamim required. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night was known for his very late Shabbos Shudas because Shabbos was no burden for him. Which reminds us, Ravina then challenged Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak based on another braisa which says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Lail Kavod Yom Kodem. If one has limited food with which to honor Shabbos and he must choose between the honor of Shabbos day and the honor of Shabbos night, the honor of the day comes first. V'im Einlo El Kos Echad Omer Olav Kiddush Yom. But if he only has one cup of wine, he should say Kiddush on Friday night, which proclaims the sanctity of the day. Now, if Kiddush may be said during the day, why should he not leave the cup until the next day and use it then for Kiddush and to honor the day? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak answers that Kiddush is said at night and not delayed because B'shaita Chaviva Mitzvah. A mitzvah is precious in its time. He went on to explain that unlike Kiddush, Havdalah is delayed if there's some benefit to doing so, because with respect to bringing the day of Shabbos, the earlier we do it, the better, and we thus demonstrate our Chavivas for it. But with respect to escorting the day out, we delay it so it will not appear to be a burden for us.
All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which daf did we learn that one has until Tuesday night to make Havdalah? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn that one makes Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine when Yontav is Motzi Shabbos? Because Kiddush v'Havdalah chadam milsehi. That's on daf Kuvbeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf did we learn that one needs to interrupt the meal for Kiddush, but one does not have to interrupt it for Havdalah? That's on daf Kufhei. Good. Number 4. Which something when the Rav has said that he holds a great Azir who said the name of Oshia, that the lower number of separations in Havdalah is 3 and the highest number is 7. That's on Daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which Daf even Malchuk is between Rabbi Yehuda and the people of Pumbandisa, whether Havdalah requires Me'ein Chasima or Me'ein Pesicha next to the Chasima? That's on Daf Kuf Dalad. Good. Number 6. Which of the one, the corner of Yossi, one makes birchas amazon and kiddush on 2 separate cups because ein osi mitzvos chavilos chavilos? That's on daf Kuvbeis. Good. Number 7. Which of the one, the rabbi holds that if one tasted food prior to making kiddush Friday night, they should not say, but they should say it Shabbos day? That's on daf
Kuvav. Good number 8. Which of the one needs to make a new bracha of Shinui Makum from bias to bias, but not from one Makum to another in the same house? That's on Daf. Kufav. Good number 9. Which Daf did we learn that if one only had one cup of wine, he says Kiddush a night because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, whereas we delay Havdalah so Shabbos does not appear like a burden? That's on Daf. Kufay. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do we have the Maisa Rav Ashi and Machoza being asked to make Kiddush Rabbah? That's on Daf. Kuvav. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daf do we learn the value of greeting a Melech? That's on Daf. Tess and Brachos. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we learn about the time for Chazar replacing a pot to the Kira on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches and Shabbos. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we discuss placing a Korah diagonally? That's on Daf. Chesen Erevin. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zirkel wishing you a great day and great learning.